Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Rick.
Yeah, fuck you, you coward.
How am I a coward, Jason?
You using cat to get to my son?
I'm not using cat whatsoever. I care about your son.
Fuck you.
No, thank you. I'm sorry you feel this way. I care about Julian. I'm not trying to get Julian to stay.
He's not going to talk to you. He's not talking to you. And manipulating him to get...
He's not being manipulated at all. Not by me, maybe by you and Gay, but not by me.
Really? Really, dude?
I care about Julian. I'm trying to help him make a decision, or at least think about what this decision before he...
If you cared about...
How about this? I'll let you talk. And then you can let me talk. Because, I mean, talking over each other and interrupting is not going to get us anywhere. Or we can just hang up. It's up to you. I'm trying to explain my side. I don't really care about my personal feelings about you. If you want to express your personal feelings...
You have the floor. Say what you want to say.
I care about Julian. I'm trying to help him understand the decision he's making is not in his best interest. It's not best for Julian to move to Arizona in the second semester of his senior year.
I agree with you.
It's not going to be an easy transfer. Nobody in Arizona is a legal guardian. I don't even know how that's going to work. We don't know. Julian thinks this is like a simple transfer that he wanted to go to Independence, that Kathleen signed a piece of paper and he got in. It's not going to be like that. We don't know the credits that transfer. We don't know the requirements for graduation. I want to explain that to Julian. I want to let him know that he's leaving all of his friends and support system. He has aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, and three people in his house that care nothing but for Julian's best interest. And I want him to understand that. He has a job he likes. He likes us. He has friends. He has prospered in school. He's doing well at work. None of these things have suffered, which is to Julian's credit. He should be commended for that. Despite all the turmoil, this fight, he has still managed to take care of the things that he's taken care of. He's at a gym that he likes. He has a car. He has everything he possibly wanted. But this fight has spiraled him into a place, and he doesn't know how to handle it. And he's not handling it. And you can get mad at me, and you can get mad at Kathleen for not helping him handle it, and I'll accept it. I accept it a lot, believe me. But at this point, in this moment in time, I'm not trying to convince Julian to stay. I'm not talking him into it staying, and I'm not berating him. And I regret that I was not a better support for Julian when I could have been. That's what I want to talk to him about. And if he decides he wants to leave, then he can leave. I understand his mind's made up. He's probably painted himself into a corner and telling everybody that he's leaving. So it would be almost impossible for him not to leave. I understand that. But he can also make me the bad guy. Tell everybody that your stepdad won't let me leave, and that's why I have to go to Independence. And then at least he'll be staying in town and finishing out his 4 months of schooling that he's gone for 12 years. And then he can go to Arizona. Then he can be a man and be an adult and do all the things he wants to do. And I'm sure he'll succeed. Nobody wants to keep Julian here. This is not a case of Julian leaving the nest and everybody freaking out. This is the disappointment that me and Kathleen see that he's making this decision hastily. This is all about the fight, Jason. And if you can't see that, then we really don't have any.
It's all about the what?
The fight. His fight at school in the video. This is all this is about. And he has made me the villain in that. We had what we had on that Thursday night when I yelled at him and I physically touched him to move his... I don't even know what Julian thinks happens, and I'm willing to say whatever he thinks happens, happened. I'm fine with that. I will cop to anything in Julian's mind, but I will tell you that Kathleen was in here in an instant. Julian was standing up. He did not have blood. He did not have a mark. There was nothing wrong with him. So whatever actually, in Julian's mind, the worst thing that could possibly happen is I touched his face. But my regret in doing that was touching him whatsoever, because that has given him the focal point to now all the things that he's not handling about this fight in the video that got passed around has transferred to me. And that's extremely unfortunate for Julian. I don't care about myself. If Julian never wants to talk to me again and hates me till he dies, that's on Julian. I can't change that. But I don't feel the same way about him. I would literally do anything to go back to the day of that fight and everything the way that we handled it. When he shaved his head, we should have took that as a red flag way more than we did. Julian has a very, very, very high self-esteem. And I always thought that was to his credit. I thought that was a pro or a quality. And it is to a certain extent. But it's also very, very made him very, very fragile. Because I saw that video and he got rocked. He fell down. I don't know if you've seen it. He fell down. The guy was twice as big as him. He had a friend. The guy jumped on him, got him, was hitting him on the ground, and his friend was pulling. Anytime Julian got a hand up or could stop it, the other kid would pull the hand off. It was an extremely unfair fight, lasted 45 seconds tops. But Julian was rocked. It has shattered everything about his confidence. And when me and Kathleen didn't see it, and that's where we failed. Any kind of blame you want to give, I accept it, because it's true. When I tried to talk to him about it, tried to let him know that fights happen, it's not going to define who he is, that people are going to forget it. You know, you're coming up on the break, blah, 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 everything. He did not want to talk about it at all to anybody. This was well before anything happened with me and him in the kitchen. He had that freak out where he called you on Monday about the pre-workout. I don't believe that. I think he had an anxiety attack. He did that same thing before when he broke up with his first girlfriend. He laid in his bed and said his arms couldn't move. He was crying one night. Kathleen was asleep, and I heard him. And I went in there, and he was freaking out because he broke up with her. And he's scared. He said, I didn't want to do the wrong thing. I hope I didn't do the wrong thing. She said she's going to kill herself. I said, no, Julian, you did not. You're fine. And calm down. He said, I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my arms. He was hyperventilating, and he just didn't handle it. And that's the same thing he was doing that Monday night. He got told that video was being shown in a class, and it just spun him out. And at that point on, we were shut out completely. He did not want anything. We tried to get him to go talk to somebody. He didn't want to do it. Kathleen was going to go talk to the principal. The principal was very mad about it, was taking it very seriously, and wanted to do his own investigation. But Julian blew all that up by confronting the teacher during his class. Went into when he was out of class and confronted him, and knowing that his mom was there, that meeting with the principal at that very moment. And it's not a question of we don't want Julian to handle things. We probably let Julian and Fisher handle too much things, to be honest with you. I have no problem with them taking control of their lives. They're great kids. They are. Julian, I don't think he does drugs. Fisher for sure doesn't do it. So there's a lot of qualities. This is not us jumping on him and telling him what a shit kid he is. It's nothing like that. I just don't want to see him turn his life upside down. There's nothing wrong with living in Arizona. I don't care that he lives with Gay. I don't care that he's going to be around you. It's not my concern. It's the fact that he's leaving all his friends in the school system that he's been in, his second semester. This is when all the fun stuff, all the trips, the dances, everything that the seniors do is in this semester. He's got a perfect schedule. But we don't even know what credits he's going to have in Arizona. It may be a simple transfer, it might. But I'm sure from state to state, there's going to be, he might need another history or another language or an extra math. I don't know. We don't know. And that's the thing, we don't. We can't know because their offices are closed. But Julian doesn't understand that. He doesn't want to hear it. He just wants to go now. He changes the dates, the 9th, the 8th. He's going to wait till a couple weeks and you know, whatever. He's living with this kid, Radley, who I think does have a shitty home life. That his mom is crazy, and his sister is crazy, and his stepdad is crazy, and his dad lives out there. So I think him and Julian have this sort of comrade-in-arms thing going on, and Julian has convinced himself that he's living in the same type of situation that Radley is, and that's nothing could be farther from the truth. Yes, I yell at Julian. Yes, I get mad at him, but no more than any other kid in the history of the world. Julian has more freedom than you would even dream of. Julian's been told he can't go to 2 parties since he's been going to parties. There was 3 weekends before we left to Florida. The kid went to 4 or 5 parties in 1 weekend. He was traveling all over the East Bay. So he does what he wants and pretty much when he wants. So it's just that this whole thing is mind-boggling and frustrating and sad. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I just feel like he's making a rash, harsh decision that he doesn't even really know how bad it is. I think he's just given up on all these things because he's running from this fight. And that's not a way to live your life. So that's all I got to say.
Okay, well, the real tragedy here is I had to spend 5 minutes listening to a bunch of bullshit. The fact of the matter is that neither you nor Kat understand this man, don't know him, don't know what's really going on, you don't believe him, and you betrayed him. And for whatever reason, you've done fucked up. And now, you guys are doing every fucking thing you can to keep him there.
And what
just
are we...
Sorry. Just like for the past 17 years, you guys have done every fucking thing you can to keep his dad away from him. Now listen, why don't you just give him his birth certificate and his social security card, and when he comes out here, he will be fucking fine, because what he needs right now is his real father who understands him and believes him. The thing that you guys have denied his whole life.
How?
And that you guys have such a small mind that you think it's about that. Yes, it is about that, but that's just the little straw that finally broke the camel's back. This has been a problem for fucking years, and that you didn't even know it shows me what a fucking idiot you are.
What has been a problem? I don't understand what you're saying.
That's right. That's how fucking dumb you are.
Well, educate me.
So what is the problem with him coming out?
No, educate me.
Because honestly, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what the fuck you say right now, Rick. He's not going to meet up with you. He's just not.
Okay.
You and Kat can do whatever the fuck you want to him for the next month. If you want to fucking make it difficult, you can. That's great. But then he's going to be 18. And then he's never going to talk to you again. And he's never going to talk to Kat again. Because you guys have fucked him over.
How so? I don't understand.
You're so fucking dumb, dude. You're so fucking dumb. Just let him come here. The best thing you can do is to give him your blessings. Help him do all the things.
That's what we've been doing.
Bullshit. First, Kat pressures... Cole's parents to kick him out of the house, okay? Don't fucking lie about that.
That's 100% not true.
God, fuck that.
He's still there. What are you talking about?
Then she calls him and tells him he has 2 options. He can either come home and finish up school when he's 18, he can do whatever the fuck he wants, or he can come to Arizona. This is an option Kat gave him, okay? That now she's trying to pull back on. Or he can come to Arizona and she stops paying for everything. And cuts him off completely.
Oh, yeah, because he wants to be an adult.
If that's not the most fucked up shit I've ever done heard, I don't know what the fuck is. You're just making his life difficult to pressure him to stay in California. Now, listen, I agreed, Rick. Check this out. Kat probably didn't even fucking tell you this because she's such a fucking liar. I agreed that he should stay in California. I agreed that he should finish high school. I fucking agreed with that. I said, just let him stay at Cole's house. And then she did it. She pressured them to kick him out of there. And then I was upset. I called Kat. I said, what the fuck? I said, if that's not working, I have an option. I have options here. We can make this work.
Yeah, she said, you had an option in Martinez. That's not really an option for us.
Oh, fuck you. It's not an option. And then she hangs up the phone on me. What the fuck? Dude, you had an option right now to have Julian live 3 blocks away from you, and you had to push him so fucking far that now he wants to come to fucking Arizona. Like, you want him to come 1,000 miles away?
We don't control Rob and Marcia.
That was your fucking call. And don't think for a fucking minute I believe all your fucking bullshit, dude. You're such a fucking manipulating liar. Fuck you to hell, dude. And if you keep fucking with my son, I will show up there. And I will fuck you up.
Well, you know where I live, buddy. I mean, I don't even know what you... Listen to you.
Yeah, fuck you.
How did...
Fuck you. No. Shut the fuck up.
How did Kat stop you?
Shut your bullshit mouth.
How did Kat stop you from seeing your kid?
No, fuck you.
How did they stop you? How were you stopped from seeing your kid?
Fuck you, dude. Just, I don't even...
Give me...
I don't want to spend the fucking 2 hours to itemize the fucking list.
Give me one. Give me one. Give me one.
That's bullshit.
Give me one. Give me 30 seconds and tell me one time.
You don't even deserve that. You know what?
You can't give me one time, bro.
I'm not going to give you one time.
Because you know it's full of shit. You came to East Bay several times and didn't even see them.
Dude, that you guys can't even tell me that you're taking the kids out of state?
Why would we?
You never told me.
What?
Not once.
What do you mean?
Not once has the kids ever gone to a doctor or a hospital visit, and you guys called me and said, hey, the kids are in the hospital, or hey, the kids
Julian
are
and doctors. Fisher have never been in the hospital. Like they've never been
never
in the hospital.
Never notified fucking once, dude. You guys have been nothing but fucking dead zone to me.
Well, can you listen to yourself?
Can you listen to yourself?
Well, you've had a five-minute conversation. You said fuck you 500 times.
You're trying to force a situation on my son right now that's not going to fucking happen.
What am I forcing on him?
So, you're trying to meet with my son to talk.
Right, right.
It's not going to happen. Okay? So, what you're doing right now is fucking everything up.
How? Well, fucking what up? What am I fucking up?
I don't have to fucking argue with you. I don't even have to do it.
Because
I never had the power, and I still don't have the power.
You're just making empty accusations.
Right now, you can shut up. The person that has the power right now is Julian. He's got you by the balls. He's got his mom by the balls, and he's calling the shots.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have anybody.
It. You guys can't fucking handle it. Well, just like fucking you can't handle the truth. All right? So you can go wallow in that bed that you guys made and live in that for the rest of your lives. Because this shit is over.
Well, Jason, unlike you, I care about Julian. For 17 years, I have.
And Kat's only ever used the kids to punish me. And you've only ever been jealous of me your entire fucking relationship.
What am I jealous of you of?
You insecure little fucking bitch. Fuck you.
I'm not jealous of anything about
you.
Yeah,
you are, you fucking cunt.
You don't even have a job. How am I jealous of you? What are you talking about?
You don't even know what I'm doing, dude.
Well, I know you're not paying child support.
It's all paid off. Did you look at the account?
It's not all paid off. You paid off 30 grand? Did your mom give it to you?
Look at the account.
Or your girlfriend. Tran, that's
look
it.
Look at the account. I even told Kat.
So congratulations, Fisher's 19 and Julian 17, and you caught up.
12 grand left, and that's going to be paid off in the next fucking.
So it's not caught up. So it's not caught up.
That's not even your fucking business.
So it's not caught up.
That's not even your fucking business.
And yet I knew it.
And I know that fucking money's going to go to fucking Starbucks and, for Kat and for your fucking shit.
Yep.
Pay your fucking grocery bills. Yep. And your rent anyway.
We'll be eating high.
Or any fucking thing else. So go fuck yourself, dude. Just go fucking live your fantasy fucking life.
Julie, you need to care more about Julian than you do yourself.
I do, dude. He's coming out here, and I'm going to take care of business.
What's that mean?
Father like he should have had in the first fucking place.
Take care of business.
Everything's going to be fucking fine, but right now you're fucking making it a shit bill. Okay? No. And you don't even fucking understand that. You're not even ready to fucking expand your fucking mind and accept what you contributed to this shit. And neither is Kat. Kat is you. The reason why you guys don't understand what's going on is because you haven't even absorbed what the fuck you guys have done. You're not. You haven't even acknowledged shit yet. So there's nothing to fix yet.
And that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you don't even fucking get it. That's how fucking dumb you are.
Well, explain it to me then.
I'm trying to, and you're not fucking getting it.
No, you haven't.
You guys have fucked over
how
this shit your whole lives.
How?
And now you're starting to see the effects of
it. How have we fucked over Julian his whole life?
How to you kept you and Kat.
So you think Julian's not handling this fight well because you were kept from seeing him?
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Well, at least you gave me an answer.
This is a kid that needs his father. And more than ever, right fucking now, which is exactly what he's going to get. And once he gets that, he's going to be totally stabilized. Something that you could never do, you fucking piece of shit.
Wow. Okay.
You will never talk to him again on any civil terms. You will never get that from him.
All right. Be that as it may. You're right. I can't control that.
That's right. So give it up and let him do what he wants to do, which is come here.
He's been doing. He's doing what he wants to do.
That's right.
But no. You said we stopped everything.
She won't give him his social security card, which is his property. So that's theft. She won't give him his birth certificate. So that's theft.
I don't think she's kept anything.
She's going to force him to have to go down to the office or get online.
Well, that's what
order all that shit because she's being a dumb cunt. Like, are you fucking serious? And then you're trying to tell me that I'm crazy and Julian's crazy? Like, fuck you, dude. Like, fuck you with your dumb shit.
I didn't say Julian was crazy.
Like, I can't even talk to you like a normal person.
I didn't say Julian was crazy.
Because I have to pound it into your dumb fucking brick head at what a fucking asshole you are.
I didn't say Julian was crazy. I want that on the record.
Well, then give him his fucking paperwork and let him go. Like, give it up. He's 18 in a month.
Julian said
fucking
he...
let it go.
Julian told her that he wanted to leave January 9th.
It's fucking over, Rick.
January 9th.
The jig is up.
January 9th. That's what he said he wanted to leave. Nobody's stopping him.
He's going to be here, like, on the 6th or something, dude.
He said the 8th or 9th.
Maybe. Okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever. He can come the 6th. We don't care, dude.
Because that's all you fucking got, you fucking dumb fuck.
We don't...
Oh, I get to mock him now because I don't have any...
No, I'm mocking you.
Because I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking football player from fucking Tallahassee. You want to mock? Let's go. Let's go, bitch.
Are you on drugs or are you drunk?
No, you're on drugs, you fucking dipshit.
Wow. Have you ever been to counseling?
This is what happens when you fuck with my kid.
What? I get to talk to a psycho for 20 minutes?
What? What did I do? Fuck off, Jabba the Hutt.
Nobody wants to keep Julian here.
This is what I've been dealing with for 18 years. I just want to put it out there.
Let me calm down. No.